When simin tes vav. Simin tes vav. Im lahatu titzis mi beged, the beged, vidin nikra hatalas. So Sif Aleph talks about transferring the strings from one beged to the other, and then the rest of the simin talks about a torn talus, or the beged, not the strings. You've discussed the strings getting torn, but the beged getting torn. So today we do Aleph Beis Gimel, but it's not a complete product really until we do Dalet and perhaps Hay and Vav as well. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch starts Tezvav Aleph. Mutil Hatir Tzitzios Mitalizah Velitnein Betalis Acher. You're allowed to untie the strings of one beged and put it on another beged. So this is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. There's three things that Rav and Shmuel argue about. Menachos Mamalev, Shavuos Chabez, there's many, many things. But there's three that are a unit. And the Gemara over there says, quotes Abaye, Amar Abaye, Kol Mili Damar, Rabba was always makbit to hold like Rav. Except for these three things where he held like Shmuel. Matirin mi beged, the beged, that's our din, that you can untie the strings and transfer them to another beged. Madlikin mi ner l'ner, ner is Chanukah, perhaps ner is Shabbos. And halacha kribshimim begreira, ba dover she'eno miskavim. Okay, that's not our topic. Our topic is matirin mi beged, the beged. So this is machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if you're allowed to be matirin mi beged, the beged. Tosas starts off discussing mezuzah. Now by mezuzah, you're not allowed to, it's considered a very big sakana to take down a mezuzah. When you leave a house, you have to leave the mezuzahs there. You can ask the people to pay you, but you have to leave the mezuzahs there. You can't take them down. So they compare, the Tosfos compares the two, at least according to Rav. And he says, well, it is like that. It's not like that. But Tosfos over there continues and says that everyone agrees, even the Shita, even Shmuel, who says, Matiri mi beged, the beged says only if you're going to put it on another beged. You can't stam, just undo tzitzis for no reason. Okay, we'll soon see what the reasons are. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us again, you're allowed to take it off of one talus to put it on another talus. But if you're not planning on putting it on another beged, then you're not allowed to. Why not? Mishabrua sifkot on gimel, bebeged acher lo. Because you are disgracing the talis shel mitzvah, the first beged, the first talis, for no reason. Then he gives reason. Unless the first one's all worn out, it happens the beged's worn out, so you want to do a transplant, take the tzitzis off of here and put them on a newer, nicer, more complete beged. Then it'll be okay. Oh shit, what's the machal nachri? Okay, that's not relevant to us, but the tzitzis are on a beged. You want to give the beged to a guy. You're selling the beged to a guy. You're obviously not going to sell it with the strings. You're allowed to take down the strings. Oh, last is metalis beged, shloye dali kanfos, or you're turning it into a non-four-corner garment, muta litlan. Then you'd be allowed to undo the tzitzis. Aval. If you're selling it to a Jew, you have to keep the tzitzis on there. Then you skip a little. The Mishabura continues in Sif Katan Gimel. Let's say my tzitzis a little gringy, dirty, grumpy. The tzitzis are not so nice anymore, and I want to put on nicer ones. So then that would be okay too. You want to put on newer ones instead of the old ones. Or when we spoke about the strings are torn. So the beged, if it's not kosher, it's not kosher. But even if it is kosher, okay, I don't want kosher, you know, with the kidei aniva. Right? We did all that already. I want, you know, full-fledged, eight beautiful, long strings. So in all those cases, that will be okay. Then he discusses if you're allowed to cut them. Let's see. Now, in Piskei Tshuvos, he brought down that even though the poskim all give these examples, he was very nervous and brought down some big poskim who were not excited about taking off the tzitzis even when you had a good reason. Mikra din definitely mutter. That's what the Mishabura tells us. Ayin sham for homework. So now the Mishmar continues. Yesh min achronim shekasa di Yisrael lahatir aksharim akrichol shalem below lafsikon. You should not cut them. So we once mentioned, Rav Nemzal says, even in the tzitzit apostle, you're not allowed to cut them with metal. Those sanif alei and barzel, the pasuk that we have by the Mizbeach, they also apply to the tzitzis. But here, so even if it's not metal, not to, you shouldn't cut them. If you cut them, you're destroying them. It's better to undo them. You shouldn't take water from a boar and spill it out if others need it. Meaning, these are good tzitzis, and it's a type of bal tashchis, and you're destroying it, and they could be used. Chayadim concludes, if it's too difficult to undo them, so then you can cut them, and it's not really about tashchis, since you're not doing it, you're not trying to destroy them, you're trying to change them, and that will be okay. That's Mechaber Sif Aleph. Okay, that you can do a tzitzis transplant. We're talking about a talis of a bar chiyuva. But you're allowed to undo the tzitzis from a talis of someone who is no longer alive. Talis of mesim. So, I don't know if that lashon is correct. Talis of mesim. Okay, I understood this, that there's a whole discussion about burying someone in a talis. I assume that's what the Rama is talking about. In Yoredeh, Shin Nun Aleph, there's two opinions. Should one be buried with a talis, or one be buried without a talis? There's two opinions brought down in the Torah, and Rabbeinu Gershom, Mor HaGolo, the great Rabbeinu Gershom, as he was dying, he screamed out, Tzitzis Chutz. So there's a big machlokes. What did he mean? Did he mean cut off the tzitzis? Tzitzis shouldn't be there. Or he meant the tzitzis should hang out over the coffin, like when a person's alive, he wears the tzitzis out. So the tzitzis of a dead guy should stick out of the coffin. That's a big, big debate. The Torah brings this down. The two ways of understanding what Rabbeinu Gershom meant. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should be buried with talis sheyesh bo tzitzis. So that's why I understand here the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about talis of a dead guy. The talis of a dead guy remains on the dead guy. The Rama says, Yesh Omen, that he doesn't need tzitzis. You don't need to bury someone with tzitzis. And the Rama says, the minig is, the nagu l'kavro b'tzitzis, the minig is to bury someone with tzitzis, ach sheposlin osan, but they posel the tzitzis. O korchin, which means koshrin echad min haknafot, or they somehow tie them up. And they want to say that way you avoid the whole machlokas, because if once it's tied up, so if they're supposed to have tzitzis, there's tzitzis. But if you're not supposed to have tzitzis and tzitzis are tied, it's almost like they're not there. Anyway, so that's what I understood, that the Rama is the same Rama that says that you're supposed to pass the tzitzis, so you can take off the tzitzis of the dead guy. That's what he means. Because here, when we talk about not taking off the tzitzis, that's someone who's wearing a bed of chayiv tzitzis, the person's alive, he's chayiv to keep mitzvahs, and after 120, there's no more mitzvahs. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. That was the easy one. Okay, Sif Beis Gimel Dalid, and perhaps they involve our one unit. So we're going to discuss it much more tomorrow. The Gemara brings down a whole discussion about a torn talis. One of the things that the Gemara says is, the Braisa says that, even there's a machlokas over there, we'll see tomorrow, everyone agrees that you cannot bring a beged of an ama al ama from a different place. You have a beged, a square beged, and hanging from one corner is a tzitzis, and sew that up to a different beged with the tzitzis on there. Okay, why should you not be allowed to do that? So that's tasev, what seems to be tasev omena asur. Rashi actually seems to bring another reason, the whole discussion, if there's two reasons or one reason. Rashi says, you need al kanfei bigdehem. And this knaf, lo hayami begeze b'shas asiya. When you put on the tzitzis, this knaf was not there. It was a knaf, a cornered transplant. The Rosh just says tasev and asui, and the Machzor Shekel wants to say that they're really saying the same thing. They both mean tasev v'lo mina asui. So now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. En liyachol likach haknaf k'mo shehu ima tzitzios. You cannot take a corner that has tzitzis, it's one tzitzis, one corner with one tzitzis attached to it, and go sew it onto another beged. Why? Mishum de al kanfe big dehem ba'inan. Like Rashi, you need al kanfe big dehem. Uknav ze lohoya mi begeze b'shas asiyah. And this knaf was not part of this beged when you made the tzitzis. It's a tzitzis transplant. So Mishabura sivkatan, hey. I am b'magad aram sivkatan. Gimel umuchach midvarav. You know, let's start with Vav. Start with Vav. I'm sorry, I'm going backwards. Nope, start with Zion. The last one. We'll go backwards. Zion. The Beged Acher. Okay, so I can't take a corner of one Beged and transplant it onto another Beged. Now, when we talk about Begadim, okay, let's read the Mishabura. It's all on the Mishabura. Mishabura, we're starting with Zion. We're going backwards. It flows more smoothly. Bebeged Acher, says the Mishabura. Avam yitzer lechaber knaf abeged shenikra mimenu afilim nikra legamre velo nishtayar koshu bechibur ein tzarek lahat imenu titzis velo mifzil misham tazah velo mina osui. Okay, I have two talesim, two pairs of titzis. And one had a, and both of them had a knaf problem. Okay? Now, I have one kosher knaf with one kosher piece of tzitzis hanging on this one. It came off. It got cut off. And now I want to transplant this one onto that other beged, because that other beged had a problem with one corner. Okay? That's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us it can't do. It's not al-kanfei big dehem. Maybe it's tasev elomina osui. That you're not allowed to do. But, what if I want to reattach this knaf to the beged from which it came from? There was al kanfei big dehem. When I made the tzitzis, it was attached to this beged. So that's what the Mishabura says, that if you want to do that, that's okay.
Corner came off with the tzitzis.
The corner came off with the tzitzis. I can't transplant this to a different beged, but I can, we'll see if everyone agrees this, I can reattach it to the beged from where it came. The beged started out in the beginning kosher. I tied on. I have four corner beged. I tied on four tzitzis. One corner got cut off. I want to reattach it. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to reattach that beged. I cannot transplant it to a different beged. The kozem lo nasa beged bas gimel be'esakri. Now, this is provided that the original beged was always chayiv in tzitzis. But if this corner came off in a way that the beged is now, it's not a four-corner garment, it's just a three-corner garment, the beged is not chayiv in tzitzis. So now I have, it has three corners with tzitzis on a three-cornered garment. Three-corner garment is not chayiv in tzitzis. So any tzitzis on there are automatically disqualified. Because now it's tasev elomina osui when I reattach the fourth corner. It's assuming that somehow it was cut off a perfect cut. It doesn't have to be a perfect cut, but that you still have a fourth corner. But what? You're missing the corner, missing a corner, you're missing the knaf, and you're missing the fourth set of the tzitzis. But as long as it's still a four-corner garment, it's still chayiv in tzitzis, I can reattach it. But if it got cut off in a rounded fashion, and there's only three corners left on the beged now is not chayiv in tzitzis. And three of the tzitzis that are attached to a beged, not chayiv. When I reattach the knaf, now it's chayiv. That's Tasev and Asui on the other three. And I guess the fourth one also, perhaps. So again, because him lo nasa bege bas gimel be'esa kriya. V'chanal v'siv katan vav. That's only if it remained the four-corner garment of the Tzchayv and Tzitzis. V'gam dafkim a knaf, this we'll see more tomorrow, im a knaf machzik al koponim gimel al gimel u'kibesamuch sif dalet. And provided that the corner is three etzba'os by three etzba'os. If it's less than that, we'll discuss that tomorrow at length. Now, kol zu l'dasa shulchan aruch v'amogin avram v'siv katan gimel. That I can reattach the corner. Avav. Hataz, the sifkat and gimel posek, she'ein nafkimina, beinim atziruf the beged acher ozed. The Taz says there's no difference if you're transplanting the corner to a different beged or you're reattaching it to the same beged. Hakolu bechlal tasev lomer osu. You can't do it either way. You cannot even reattach it to the beged. The yesh lahachmir bechain posak b'derech hachayim. And the Mishabura concludes that one should be machmir like the Taz against the machaber and against the Magen Avraham and not reattach the corner. Even to the same beggar. You have to undo the three tzitzios and redo them. Okay, that's Sivkat on Zion. Let's do Sivkat on Vav. Ima tzitzis. So this is assuming that I want to transplant a corner with the tzitzis attached. About below a tzitzis mutl chabro. If there's no tzitzis attached to the corner, just the corner that you're attaching, that's going to be fine. Imu maslik al kol panim shalosh esvot al shalosh. Again, we'll see more about that tomorrow. The after gachiatzavot tzitzis. After you reattach the corner, then you put on the tzitzis. When we call shara begit enter chater cloud, then the other three corners are fine. Again, like we just saw. V'davke im kodesh in the scribe dar kenaf hayagam kim baschiyu. But provided that even when the corner was cut off, it was still a four-corner garment, which is chayav in tzitzis. Kugon shelo nikram yemenu haknaf bi'igul. It was not cut off in a round way, in which case that only be left with four. I don't have three corners, provided that I saw four corners, it's still chayav, and the other three tzitzis are good. Aval nikram yemenu bi'igul. But if it was cut off in a round, rounded, and there's no corners, v'nas is bas gimel. I mean, if there are mitzitzis, the bag now becomes a three-corner garment. It's part of mitzitzis. Tzarech la'atir kol ha'tzitzis u'la'atilam mechadash acha shenasis baz dalet. Reattach the fourth, undo all the tzitzis, and redo them. Dilav hochi havetase velomena osui. Now we go back to Sif Katan. Hey. Ene yachol ayin b'magadaron Sif Katan. Gimel u'muchach midvarim. D'davke knaf she'en bo shir lesate. This is assuming that the corner that fell off, we said it has to be more than three etzbaos, but we're assuming it's not a full shear of a talus. Okay, we'll discuss that in the simon tes zayin. How big is the baget have to be chayiv in tzitzis? Whatever that shear is, here we're assuming that the baget is, the corner is not that big. Okay, you could theoretically have a very large talus and a big chunk, a big square gets cut off, and that square alone is big enough to be chayiv in tzitzis. That is theoretically possible. And if that would be the case, so here we're talking about where it's not that big. The dafka kanaf she ain't bo shir lesate. If it does not have a shir ituf. Va'af the asu b'gemara afilu imu machzik ama al ama. The lashon of the price over there is ama al ama. Gamze adayin ain't bo shir ituf l'didei. According to the Magen Avraham, an ama by an ama is not good enough. Okay, we'll discuss that at length at the end of the week. But if this corner is not just a small corner, but it's a very large corner and it's big enough for a shear, so then I would be allowed to attach it to a different beged, even with the tzitzis that are attached to it. Again, the same taz we said before, the taz does not like tzitzis transplants, but says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, this will make more sense tomorrow, but if the corner is not really a corner, it's a very large corner, enough to be sheer tzitzis, so what do I have? It fell off of that, good. But it's a four-corner garment that's chayiv in tzitzis, and that still has one of the, and when the tzitzis were attached, everything was kosher. Now it got cut off a section, but it's still a four-corner garment, it's still chayiv in tzitzis, and it still has one of the tzitzis remaining. So that would be, that tzitzis at least is okay. So now you want to combine it to another beged, could be that would be okay. And that we're going to discuss right now. That's Sif Beis. Again, read it again. Read the Mechaber again. You can't take the knaf as is with the tzitzis attached to it. We'll tow for a beged acher and then do a transplant and sew it onto a different beged. Because we need al kanfei big dehem. And this knaf was not part of the beged when you made it. Now, Siv Gimel is an extension of that. Talis mitzu yetzes kehilcho. So you have a kosher talis, four corners, and each corner has strings as it's supposed to have. Shel chalku al shtayim. Now it gets cut in half. Ubekol chelek yesh bo shir lehesatev. Now each half is large enough to be a talis on its own. Let's say I have a regular, this is my tzitzis, four corners, gets cut down the middle, two tzitzis are here, and two tzitzis are here. This is one or two, that's his two. To re-sew this beged, okay, would not be tasev lo mina osui, because it started out, it was kosher. Now that it got cut, it's still, each one individually is chayiv in tzitzis. So the tzitzis that are there are not posel, and now when I sew it together, that would still be okay. Except according to the taz, as we shall see right now. So here the Mishnah says, Sif Katan Ches, ובכל חלק, אבל אם אין בכל חלק כדי לסעטף, but let's say it's not like that, right, this gets into the, we said, the Mishnah told us about the corner, when the corner gets cut off, if the corner is large enough of it, it's a shear, so then it makes it, it's more lenient. It's more similar to, is basically what we're learning now in Siv Gimel. When the piece that gets cut off is large, and it itself is a shear and chayav in tzitzis. Aval ein b'kol chelek kedei l'sa'atev. But if you don't, if each half is not big enough for a shear, k'mo shi'ushchir b'talas katan sh'art tzitzis, b'talas katan, not so big. Hopefully it's big enough, it's a right shear, but if it gets cut in half, for sure it's not going to be big enough. So if it becomes too small, then boom, it's not chayiv in tzitzis anymore. So any tzitzis that are on there would be tasav l'man asui. V'mirta achakach lasu l'char b'chelek echa l'chaver or l'shar chaticha tzarech l'hatir mitchila kol atzitziot. You'd have to undo the tzitzis and redo them because since the beggar now is not a shear, you've lost its chiyuv in tzitzis, and whatever's on there now becomes disqualified, has to be redone. V'im chelek echad yesh bo shir ito ve'echad ein bo gets cut in half, but it's not half and half, it's 80-20, and the 80% is a shir, the 20% is not. Ein tzarech lahatir rak me'chelek she'ein bo. So the side, the ones that's big enough, those tzitzis can stay there, and you just have to put on, make sure you have, you know, all four corners have tzitzis. But the 20% piece, that part is bato, and that those tzitzis have to be undone. After you reattach it. Now I assume that that's not, I mean, we said before, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you can reattach a corner. The corner is not the right size. Right? We already said. So why couldn't you reattach it over here?
And why can you before?
Over there we said, not according to the Taz, does not let, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham will allow me to reattach a corner that came out. You can't transplant it to a different baguette, but I can reattach it to the same baguette. So now when it gets cut in half, and one's a good shear, so that's fine. The one that's not a good shear, why is that not like the corner?
Right.
I'm not sure. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Mishavura Sif Katan Tess. Aimbo. You should hear there's not a problem tassav and asui when both sides are a shear, are big enough to be a talis. That tzitzis shenisharu ain shem psul aleihem. There's no shame psul on the two tzitzis on this half and the two tzitzis on that half. Why? Kaven diesh bam kidei shear ituf. Since each one itself is large enough to be its own talis as a shear ituf. Al kein different yirtzi yachol letzareif leoso achetzi chaticha mibeget acher. I can now, if I want to, sew on a different piece of baguette onto the remaining parts. And then put tzitzis on the remaining, on the new piece of the baguette, right? I have a baguette cut in half, so the old two tzitzis are there. Now this side has no tzitzis. I can attach another piece of fabric and then put tzitzis on that fabric. The kol shekein, if it's big enough, I don't need to do that. I can just attach it right away to what's left. The koshi shechalas menachetzi talis shalim. Then she has to bay tzitzis ala knafotam chudashim on the what became the new corners after they got cut in half. V'mietz lechaber hachalokim shenischalku echad lechaveru. If I want to reattach the beged, yesh omrim the tzarach mitzchil lehatir tzitzis min chelak echad ve'achar kach yitferenu ve'achar shitferenu yatabot tzitzis dim lo yatir v'chal tasu ben asur. Okay, yud tes. This is the taz. Now he's bringing down the taz. Even if I want to, I have two halves, okay? If I want to reattach the two halves, I first have to undo two of the tzitzis, reattach it, and re-put on those two tzitzis. That's a taz. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. Neither does the Magen Avraham. Aval rov achronim mekilim v'sovrim dezeh lo'avi v'chal tasav ben asui. Most achronim disagree with the taz. It's like you could just reattach it. Just like I can reattach the knaf, I can reattach the two halves. The two halves is even better because each one is still chayiv and tzitzis. Mikamakom, just like we saw on the previous page, tov lahach mer lechatchila. So the Mishnah Berurah recognizes that the taz is not the majority opinion, but once again he tells us, here he says, tov lahach mer lechatchila, like the taz. Before he told us, he didn't give a bottom line. He just he brought down the Shulchan Aruch and then he said, "Aval the Taz disagrees. And he concludes v'yesh lahachmir v'chein pasak b'derech hachaim. So the Mishnah Berurah is being machmir like the Taz that it's you can't create a kosher peret tzitzis by reattaching not a knaf to the baguette, not two halves to a whole. Even though Mikra din, it's fine. The Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. The Magen Avraham says it's okay. The Taz doesn't like it. The Mishnah Berurah recommends being machmir. Tomorrow we get deeper into Nikra Talis, more cases of the Talis being torn. This is definitely not the easiest simon in Hilchot Tzitzis. Hang in there. After the simon, it gets easier.